As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it for sure. Welcome to our Tuesday, September the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue our tracking of this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you get all the frogs out of my throat this morning, excuse me. You can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests and show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. Precious metals, crude oil, currencies all hammered to underpin Timmy Geithner's G20 plan to maintain a strong U.S. dollar policy. We'll talk about that. Stocks and dollars climb. We'll look at that. Blueprint for a coup will be the main topic with Vicki Davis this morning. Exporting wealth, importing poverty. Of course, you're not going to want to miss a moment with today's two-hour broadcast. And we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, September the 29th, 2009, the Yom Kippur holiday. A perfect time to hammer hell out of the precious metals, and they did. Active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading down $2.80 at $987.70 an ounce. Silver losing 11 cents in early morning trading, trades at $16.05 so far. Platinum off $2, trading at $1,269, and palladium losing a buck. Off $1 at $286 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a $10 spread so far. 984.10 for a low, 994.70 for a high. Year to year, your gold is up $84.30 for a 9.33% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the gold price at 991.75. You can see we're trading below that right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 124 yesterday, 124, a whopping move upward in the Dow to 9,789. The NASDAQ was up 40 to 2,131. The S&P was up 19 at 1,063. Crude oil in morning trading off 74 cents, trading at $66.10 for a barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, the culprit of all of this morning, up 27 basis points, trading at 77.17. That's going to make it really tough for Bob Chapman's forecast to come in at 71.18 by the 1st of October. But anyway, he's got big forces against him. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break as we come back with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, the official website of this broadcasting network. Be sure and log on, bookmark that site today. Visiting again, once again today with Vicki Davis. We've had a lot of ups and downs in the marketplace over the last couple of days as the G20 summit happened, I guess would be the best way to say it, in Pittsburgh. But we can see that reflected in the market this morning as well, as we find the U.S. dollar index up again, 27.27 or 27 basis points, trading at 77.17. And that, again, is going to roll over into the foreign exchange market, impacting not only the precious metals, an increase in the stocks, but also a decline in the foreign exchange rates. We find the Canadian dollar down 33 points, trading at 92 cents U.S., the Mexican peso losing 10 basis points, trading still at 7 cents, but as low as it's been in a while. The euro at $1.46, British pound, $1.60, and the Swiss franc almost at parity with U.S. dollar, trading at 96 cents U.S. In the bond market, the yield, important increase here, the two-year yield is up at 1.02%, so that's about a three-point move upward in the last couple of days. And that's going to be helpful when they go to try and sell off the billions and billions of dollars worth of bonds they need to dump on the foreign marketplace and or on the Fed this week. The 10-year is running 3.33%. The 30-year is at 4.09% in the mortgage market. The 15-year mortgages continue this downward slide. It's running right 4.63% this morning, down from 4.74 a month ago. In the 30-year, you can pick up a 30-year mortgage if you're crazy enough to do so and can find a lender that'll give it to you for 5.18%, down from 5.34 a month ago. But over the weekend, Vicki sent me an email that included a C-SPAN presentation that included Timmy Geithner, right after he got off the boat or off the plane or off the train or however he arrived in Pittsburgh, where he made a presentation, a press briefing, and not encouraging folks, not encouraging, of course, as other commentators have mentioned. Timmy really doesn't know how to tie a tie, but of course, if you go back and look at others like Paul Volcker, Paul had a hard time with his tie too, so they're definitely necktie challenged people. Good morning, Vicki. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Tying a tie is not all Timmy doesn't know how to do. he does not build confidence. So, you know, one of the most interesting things to me about that little talk that he gave to the G20 is that when he was finished, there was not even a hint of an applause, you know. It was, you know, he finished his little talk, and there was absolute silence as he was walking out.
Yes,
did you notice that?
He left almost like a villain. He left like a chastised child, you know. He fled from the stage. He picked up his paperwork, gave his 10-cent grin, turned and left the stage, and you're absolutely right. There wasn't even any kind of a rustling of paper in the room. It was just like, see ya, Timmy.
Yeah. Usually, you know, there's, you know, for somebody of his stature, there is at least polite applause, but not there.
Well, you noticed probably, as I did, Vicki, as he came up and took the podium to make his presentation, he really had nothing of substance to offer at all. And his glances around the room were, to use the term, furtive. In other words, folks, he was looking to the left and looking to the right so rapidly that he really wasn't looking at any individual. He was just doing the eye contact sweep that you might get in the first round of debate training in school, in high school. So it was kind of like furtive glancing around. Then they had a little bit of trouble with their sound, their audio, and when it came around to giving questions, he would almost lean over the podium trying to push his ear in the direction of whomever was speaking, nodding his head up and down to indicate that he was getting the gist of the question. But then the responses, and they weren't bad responses, I wouldn't say, Vicki, but they certainly weren't at the level of what you would expect from a U.S. Treasury secretary. These were the kind of a response that you might get from a high school economics coach.
Yeah, well, I think his main talent is to be able to speak very fast and to slur his words in such a way that at least for me, my focus whenever he is speaking is on how he's speaking and not what he's saying.
Well, exactly, and I think we'd have to go back and listen to that C-SPAN address that he gave there, that press conference, maybe even two or three times, and certainly hitting the pause button and making notes and then comparing, you know, because he was using largely just talking points, if you will, standard dialectic, consensus-building framework, the great architect, and all of these various signs and signals, but without really laying anything out there. But one of the things that did disturb me about that was this idea of immediately having consensus, if you will, among the G20 to impose rules, regulations, and be able to apply force to the banking sector with a broad and wide-sweeping impact on the amount of money, let's say, compensation, that bankers can make. And so I noticed this morning on the news, as I was doing my little news browsing, that there's certain blowback from that coming down already in the banking sector, where Citibank and others, JP Morgan, are concerned that they won't be able to compete as effectively in the marketplace, especially with a big player like Goldman Sachs, because Goldman pays 2-3 times more than the other bankers can pay, And I guess it's this compensation package, the bonuses, that helps them to recruit competent people. So again, it's federal intrusion and federal collusion globally, but federal intrusion into the private sector, no matter how you like the bankers folks, but it's federal intrusion into their pay schedule, which will affect their hiring policies. And it basically just goes back to the idea of equality of outcomes as opposed to equality of opportunity.
If there's one company, though, that I would like to see take a hit like that, it's Goldman Sachs, because Goldman Sachs is basically behind all of the things that we're going to talk about today, you know, these community reinvestment programs and the architecture of the international economy. So I'd like to see Goldman Sachs take a hit to where they can't afford to hire a janitor as CEO.
Well, I would have to agree with you, and I know it's probably not totally appropriate, but I've just adapted another way of pronouncing their last part of their name, the corporate name. They really have been sucking off the American people far too long and globally. So I just leave the sack out of it and just call them Goldman Sucks. But let's go into, we might as well let the people know, the audience listening, Vicki Davis has a website if you're new to our Tuesday and Thursday get-togethers. She has a website, it's www.channelingreality.com, and on the front page you'll see a Become Vocal Local link. Click that and it'll bring up the document for today's discussion. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable tea could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we've returned once again right here on Tuesday's Become Vocal Local broadcast with Vicki Davis. Her website again, if didn't get it written down or didn't get it opened up in time during the break there, folks, it's www.channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of Vicki's website, she's been kind enough to put up a Become Vocal Local link, which you can click on. And when you do, the page that opens there shows the topics that we've discussed in the past and this morning on the broadcast. And today we're looking at the Blueprint for a Coup document there. And it's very interesting in that if we can understand the idea of exporting our wealth and importing poverty, as Vicki has styled it, we get a better understanding of what's going down. But also remember that all of this started months ago now. As Vicki's been diligently coming back every Tuesday and Thursday trying to help me to understand the full depth and breadth of her research. But we can understand war in the context of everything else. You know, yes, we have a war in Afghanistan. Yes, we're involved still in this horrible, unjust war in Iraq. Yes, we've got conflict going on all over the planet. But in the context of everything else, the war just seems to be an also-ran, another part of the puzzle. And so if we can understand the rest of the picture, maybe we'll have a better understanding of what is actually happening on a global level. And here she writes, earlier this week, there was an email about an article in Slate magazine written by Farhad Manju. Manju wrote an article titled, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, and Your Startup Founders. In the article, Farhad wrote the following. Now listen, about one quarter of American tech companies, that would be like high tech companies, are founded in part or entirely by foreigners. The proportion in Silicon Valley, that would be California, is even higher. A recent survey by Vivek Wadha, an engineering professor at Duke University, showed that more than 52% of Valley startups, that would be the Valley Girls, Valley startups, were founded or co-founded by people from outside of the United States. According to Wadha's research, immigrant-founded firms produced $52 billion in sales and employed 450,000 workers in 2005. Now, we're talking about East Indians here. Vicki, as you were writing this and researching it, give us your take on why that was so important and how it's going to play into the rest of our discussion.
Well, for years, you know, I told you that originally my research began with outsourcing high-tech jobs. And the national security, I was concerned, you know, because information technology jobs, the information systems, are what allow the corporations to function. And of all of their most valuable assets, the information systems are among the most valuable. And so I didn't understand why on earth would they be exporting those jobs over to India and importing foreigners to work on those jobs here in the United States. And you know, in watching and researching all that was going on, the insults to the American people have been just staggering, just astounding. You know, Americans aren't smart enough for these jobs. They're too lazy. They're this, they're that. And when Manju wrote this, I mean, this was just, you know, kind of like the topper, and it fell right after a story about Kim Berry's daughter, which Kim Berry is the president of Programmers Guild, and they've been involved in the issue of outsourcing, you know, just since the beginning, since I was. And Kim Berry, his daughter just recently graduated from the University of Southern California with an MS degree in civil engineering and structural engineering, a BS in civil engineering, which is, and building science, which is architectural engineering. She belongs to Chi Epsilon Pi Beta Pi mortarboard webmaster, and Phi Kappa Phi, and she graduated with a 3.84 grade average. Stephanie can't find a job.
Well, this is a very typical scenario, and unfortunately, it's only gotten worse. When I was in the civil engineering and the land surveying business myself, I guess you'd say as a principal, high middle management, what I was finding then was that even though, young people would be coming out of college with these kinds of credentials, they had no, board time. In other words, they'd never sat down to design or work on projects, and so they come out with this incredible, a master's, a bachelor, et cetera, 3.84, obviously, at the top of their class or near it. They're coming into the job field, but they have really little or nothing that to offer a company other than just their credentials. In other words, that's a long-term investment. It could be years before they would be able to take a project, and lead the project through to a completion. So
well,
it's really a problem, but at the same time, you take somebody with a bachelor's and a master's, bring them in with little or no experience, even if they've had a little bit of time working in offices during their education, maybe in the summer months, but you bring them in, they're going to anticipate a pretty whopping salary just to get started, and you've got a lot of folk out there that are competing for those jobs, and yes, indeed, some of them are East Indians.
Right, and so, but the majority of them that get jobs are from India, and there's a reason for that. The reason for it is because of this international trading system. And what you're talking about, you know, in terms of young people coming out of college with credentials but without experience, that is the traditional and that's the norm. But somebody like Stephanie should have been recruited right out of college, you know, and nobody comes out of college at a high rate of pay and, you know, getting a high rate of pay, but except lawyers maybe, but,
and banks.
But only the ones at the top of their class. But the problem with Stephanie is not her lack of experience. It's not anything except this international trading system where imported H-1Bs are getting the job, not Americans.
Well, let's go into that side of it then, because if we could line up apples and apples and say that there was someone, let's say, in East India that had a comparable educational background, and you've got two people and they're both vying for the same job, and jobs are scarce, how does that line up? Where would be the advantage for the imported worker?
Well, the advantage for the imported worker is that they get to leave their cesspool of the country, and they come over here to work. Remember when we talked about the guest worker program and bridging the digital divide and all of that, how they set up the international trading system to include human commodities. All of that was done at the behest for the financial services industries, so as a bargaining chip. You let us export our financial services companies over to your country, and we will bring in your people. We've got to bring in your people to train them to function in a modern high-tech economy.
Well, if you think about it from a standpoint of capacity building, you know, we find that terminology over and over again inside of Agenda 21. If we can think about it from the standpoint of capacity building, it would stand to reason that the more engineers that from East India we can bring up to full standard, the better their economy would be, but it doesn't work out like that. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
You're now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we were going into the break, folks, we were just starting into this concept of capacity building, which basically, according to Agenda 21, and again, that's going to just bring up everybody from Maurice Strong, Mikhail Gorbachev, and all the other players that we've been talking about here on this broadcast for some time now. But if we can understand this idea of capacity building and the development of the human settlement developments and environmental development and economic development globally, and then we get involved in this idea of exporting our wealth and importing someone else's poverty. When you get the East Indians come over, they bring, I don't know if they were the Parsi or whatever they might be, they come to this country from the cesspit of India, and they start to see that, my, the people around here seem to, they dress well, you know, they live fairly nicely, they get along on the street, whether they don't have to wear their burqas to the shopping mall, you can go around in a bikini on the bathing, you know, without getting your head sawn off, you can, you know, steal a little bit here and steal a little bit there, and nobody saws your hands off, and they don't ever go home. So one of the real problems here is getting them to go home. And at the same time, they're taking jobs away from Americans like Stephanie, who have paid the price and done their time in school, and it really diminishes the opportunity for our young people to excel in these various areas. And at the same time, the big transnationals, the big corporations, URS Company, M.A. Mortensen Construction Company, Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, and the others, they go off to India, and they do all these development projects, but they're taking with them our brain trust over there. So there comes in this thing called brain drain and so much more. But just kind of pick it up in there or anywhere that you feel comfortable, Vicki, and let's go on into this idea of exporting wealth, importing poverty.
Yeah, I have a real hard time talking about this because I am so angry and so bitter about this trade policy that exported our high-tech knowledge jobs. The reason why is because we exported our manufacturing, and the promise to Americans and to American young people is that their future was going to be in knowledge jobs. And what Clinton did basically was to commit treason, stabbed us in the economic jugular by negotiating this knowledge trade agreement with India, where we export our knowledge jobs over there. And all of the corporations did it. I mean, Lou Dobbs had a list for quite a few years. He was maintaining a list of the major corporations that had outsourced their high-tech knowledge jobs, and these are software development, engineering, the movie industry, biotech industry, just, you know, all of the jobs that would be the high-quality jobs for this country, they exported them. And I remember one headline that said some profits were up 62%, and this was about 2002, 2003, somewhere around there. Corporate profits were up 62%. And it was because of the number of jobs that they had exported over to India. But those were one-time only profits. And so, you know, because knowledge jobs in the services industry are overhead. When you think about the number of programmers in an insurance company or, you know, financials, banking, and so forth, those are overhead jobs. And so they got the profits from reducing overhead, but they got the profits from stabbing our country, our people, in the economic jugular.
Well, you talk about this multinational investment agreement. Here they're MIAs. It's like missing in action. The multinational investment agreements, as you call here, say here, fraudulently called free trade agreements, led to the exodus of business from America, leaving us only with brand name corporate facades, which is so true, that are simply import and export sales offices. The domino effect of supply side policies has been rippling through our economy ever since. But this idea of trying to basically export wealth, import poverty, we're exporting very critical knowledge again out, but we're selling out the like you said, the generation that was led to believe that you know, high tech was the new wave, brother. You know, the new bubble. The future looks so bright. You're going to have to wear shades. But as this thing rolled out, it didn't quite work out that way. And we've got a lot of people all across America who can tippy-tap on all of the Chinese and Malaysian equipment that's imported into this country at hundreds of words a minute, and they know how to do everything and anything on the computer. The only problem is unless they're entrepreneurial and can find a way to make capital on their knowledge, there's no place for them to get the jobs to apply it.
Exactly right. And they knew that when they made the plans for the international economy. And I have a quote by Catherine Austin Fitz. She did a radio program, and she had been the director of HUD. Excuse me. And she said in this radio clip, she said, in the mid-90s, Jim, she was speaking to Jim Pavlova or something, we knew that a huge amount of jobs and income-generating activities in America were going to get outsourced to Asia. I mean, those decisions were made in the early 90s, and we knew that was going to happen.
Absolutely. Let's bring up Brian from Arizona. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Oh, not bad. Boy, this job loss thing is getting worse and worse. It's sad when guys that were making 800 grand a year can't make 50 or 60, and they happen to resort to landscaping businesses, and their customers are telling them, you know, their trees are growing down to the ground. They don't want to spend money. They're waiting as long as possible. And, you know, guys that were in this business a year ago had 50 grand. They worked July, August, and September, and they had 50 grand coming in receivables, and now they got 3,500 coming in. I mean, this stuff's hitting all sectors of the economy, not just these higher-end people. I tell you, when I heard it, a year ago, May, like 18 months ago or 17, a guy in the trucking business said, you have no idea how bad it is going to get. And I had heard from a buddy who sold his pool business for $35 million, collected $25 million, and never got the rest, and it was going down the tubes. They went from 2,100 pools a year to under 700. And this guy told me, he goes, we feel it first in the trucking business. And yeah. He says, you don't know how bad it's going to get. And then the Baltic Dry Index is one of the things you got to look at. And let me, I know you're probably on a break. If you watched Family Guy last night, it was thinly veiled that 9/11 was an inside job. You got to watch last night's Family Guy.
What is that, a television show? Is that a TV program, Brian?
It's a cartoon show like King of the Hill. They show a plane hitting the ground, hitting different buildings, and how it doesn't blow up into pieces, how it leaves big skid marks in the grass, unlike at the Pentagon. And then the mayor of the town was reading to a class with a sign behind his head that says, know your ABCs. And it was the premise of the show was the guy in Family Guy goes to see the redneck comedy hour, so he becomes a redneck, and it's the juxtaposition between the stupid rednecks of America who believe everything they see on the TV, and then it's also made for those smart people that can understand what happened on 9/11, and it's the juxtaposition of the two of them, and it was really interesting to watch. You had to be real cerebral to pick up on it, and most people, I pointed it out to my girlfriend, and she's like, holy cow. But it's a very interesting show last night.
Well, let's get Vicky's comment on that. Vicky, you know, we've got a lot of people out there that do get a lot of their information from the mainstream media and the TV set and stuff like that. Unfortunately, though, for mainstream media, and I think Vicky and Brian, a lot of the folks that are sitting there watching it today are much better educated than we might give them credit for. They're out of work, and they're looking at this garbage just like Brian is and going, this doesn't exactly add up, but what would be your take on both the comment about the landscaping people, the people who have come out of high tech, can they find themselves in menial positions? Not that landscaping need be menial, but it often is. And then also this idea of continuing the lies, the obfuscation on TV, Vicki?
Well, I knew people in the outsource, you know, that were working on the issue of outsourcing that had PhDs. And they, you know, one guy was working as a security guard, could not get a job in his field. And those are middle, you know, those are the middle class jobs, the very solid middle class jobs. Yeah. And when they were exported, it affected everybody in a community. If you take, like, Connecticut, you know, where there was heavy insurance companies, and you export 10,000 jobs out of the state of Connecticut that were IT jobs, that affects every single business in Connecticut, and it ripples through the economy.
Absolutely does. It absolutely does. And Brian, just hang on there. We'll go into a break. We'll come back from the break, get your final comments, and go back with Vicki Davis. We'll be right back, folks. 3 minute break. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
I'm alive. We're all here.
And we have returned, and again, folks, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Brian is taking advantage of that. Let's go back and get Brian from Arizona's closing comments, thoughts, idea.
Yeah, let me explain. You kind of misheard me. I said guys that made 800 grand selling real estate in 8 months in 05 that got into landscaping, and this is what I forgot to say, that we're making 1,200 a day Monday through Friday and 2,500 on Saturday last May that can't make $1,000 a week now. Now, when you've got very talented people that can go from one business to a totally different business and still make a few hundred thousand a year from 800,000 a year, and now they can't make 50. What are all these morons going to do making 50 to 70 that are driving their BMWs that are leased to the hilt going to do when they lose their job? It's going to be devastation because they can't pick up a shovel or a saw. They don't know what to do because they've been trained in one area and one area only. And like the guy I met at the Shell gas station who was 49 years old and making $8 an hour, he said, if my house wasn't free and clear, I'd be living at my parents' house. You are going to see decimation like you have never seen in this country over the I'm predicting 30% unemployment by next June, July, or August. And you're going to see no sales at Christmas. Walmart in North Scottsdale, the land of 70 to 150 grand a year jobs, has a hiring freeze on. And there's nothing moving into the port of Long Beach. The harbor master a year ago bought $110,000 worth of freeze-dried food, had it picked up by a helicopter, and shipped it to a private island, and he wouldn't even tell the guy he bought it from where his island is. He's got a desal and a well there, and he left the country because he knows the trend. So you got to understand, it's more than job losses. You got to understand the overall trends and where we're headed. And
absolutely.
It's right down.
Absolutely. And thank you for your call, Brian. Great points as always. And feel free to call in again.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I understood that was going to happen back in 2003, as soon as I found out about outsourcing, because there is a ripple effect, a multiplier effect. And generally what they say in economics is that, you know, for every job created, when I learned economics, it was a 3-for-1. For every job created, it creates three more jobs in the community just by the multiplier effect. Recently I heard now it's 1-to-5. Okay, so you create one job and it's 5 jobs in the community. But either way, it also works in the reverse. When you lose a job in the community, there is a ripple effect downward. And we've been experiencing this ripple effect ever since, you know, when they set up this international trading system and we started exporting our solid middle-class jobs. And, okay, now let me read you something else that Catherine Austin Fitz said, because it goes to what he was saying about retraining. You know, retrain for what, I say. Okay, she said, I was a leader in Washington promoting a model whereby Americans paid down their debt, refinanced their communities and themselves on an equity basis, and redeveloped their skills. I mean, we knew the workforce was going to have to re-engineer itself, and our pension funds and retirement arrangements were not going to be financially credible unless the workforce reinvented itself and paid down its debt. Okay, now what she's talking about, this, you hear all over the place, you know, people need to be retrained, and there is the trade adjustment assistance programs and all of this stuff, and supposedly, you know, math and science is the future. Well, Stephanie Barry's, what's happening to Stephanie Barry is proof positive that that is a lie. Because her degrees are in math and science, so why can't this young girl get a job? You know, if
well,
there was any truth,
especially that, you know, that even that she is female and she's in a predominantly male industry, which is engineering. So you would think that she would definitely, you know, be a candidate to address a little bit more of Brian's comment. And I can certainly understand that Catherine Austin Fitz is as knowledgeable on these topics as anyone could be. I've heard her many times and or people referring to her writing. But where I think he was trying to come in on was the idea that those that were the best and the brightest, if you will, have this entrepreneurial ability to use sound business models and create new businesses, even if one market dries up. And so, but unfortunately for them, even, because of this trickle down that you've mentioned, Vicki, when you get out there in the real world, with the high amount of vacancy and in the commercial real estate sector, the people that have the nicest and the largest homes and things like that, everybody is cinching up their belt at this time. And so even if you did roll out and develop a commercial landscaping service business or something like that, or swimming pool maintenance, or you were a superlative Mercedes-Benz mechanic, those people don't have any money either. So it's a broad spectrum decline, and it's impacting everyone inside of this marketplace. So again, to go back and understand this idea of exporting our wealth and importing poverty, not only have we brought in the H-1 visa people, but we've also created our own global serfdom here, where our best and our brightest are finding themselves down to peanut butter sandwiches.
That's exactly right, and that's what happened to me, and that's why I'm angry, and that's what drives me to do the research that I do, and that's why I do what I do. Okay, now the final thing that Catherine Austin Fitz said, and it's important. She said, you can flood the country with immigrants who can buy up real estate that you finance at the bottom, but at some point, something's got to give in the middle. I mean, if you shrink and collapse the middle class, they're going to default on their mortgages. And that's precisely what happened. And that, what she's talking about there, financing at the bottom, rebuilding communities, financing real estate at the bottom, all of that's being done with was being done with government money until the whole real estate market blew apart, you know, and everybody found out that it was a fraud, that the boom was actually a fake, and that they were just giving mortgages to people that couldn't afford it. But all the while I was watching the economy, they were using those housing starts numbers as a measurement to show that the economy is booming, even though when you read the newspaper accounts of what was happening to local economies around the country, the housing starts number didn't correlate with the decline that was being experienced around the country. So I knew it was a fraud. I didn't know what I didn't know what was driving it, but it was the Community Reinvestment Act funding the purchase of housing at the bottom that created the housing starts numbers that they were using as proof that the economy was booming even though it wasn't.
Well, this is the whole idea of the derivatives bubble. This is the whole thing that's driving the economic mayhem that we see today, even in the news this morning. You know, we're talking about housing start numbers on an uptick, and yet at the same time in the next article they talk about the number of foreclosures is rising still. You know, we're not out of the woods yet. When Jorge Bush started talking about the ownership society, where everybody should be able to have a house, well, coulda, woulda, shoulda, not everybody can afford a house, and so all of these various and sundry mortgages that were made to people who couldn't, who really should never have been able to get a mortgage in the first place. All this stuff these are all the chickens that are coming home to roost for us right now. Going back to your article, it says that throughout the Clinton administration's 8 years in office, a series of programs collectively called the New Markets Initiative were put into place that opened up a pipeline of money from the U.S. Treasury. Now that's right out of my pocket to someone else's. To fuel the creation of a fictional economy, creating the illusion of a boom where there was none. And you are going to continue this transfer of the power of government into the hands of this coup forces. So in 1991, when the world was changed, and throughout this last 17-year period, you know, so much has come in. But we can go back to certain players and look at Robert Rubin, Goldman Sachs, and others to find the culprits. We'll pick it up right there when we get back, folks, as we end the first hour and begin the second hour of today's broadcast. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting again today with the independent researcher Vicki Davis. She has a website up on the web. You might want to jump up and check that out. It's www.channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com, and on the homepage of that website, Vicki's been kind enough to put a Become Vocal Local link, and if you click on that, you'll come into the various articles and topics for today's discussion, and certainly Vicki always brings more to the plate than we're able to consume in even a two-hour broadcast, and so you want to go back after the program is over and read all the rest of the articles and trace out all of these links. She's done a tremendous amount of research, in fact, so much into each of these broadcasts that we have for months not been able to cover all of the topics that are related to the various parts and pieces of this basically pathological technocracy that emerges now around us as a new global order. But going back to you, Vicki, you've got another part of this this article talking about Robert Rubin and Goldman Sachs. Maybe we want to pick it up there and go into perhaps even some of the ideas that he's had, the remarks at the Small Business Administration luncheon, et cetera.
Uh-huh. Well, the concept of financing the communities, you know, when they knew that our economy was going to be devastated by the trade policies that exported middle-class jobs. So their idea was to then fund and finance the small businesses at the bottom. The problem, of course, is that those programs to finance businesses at the bottom, they were targeted at minorities and women. And so the basically what you have is a Trading Places. You remember that movie in the 90s called Trading Places, where you have the rich guy that suddenly has the rug pulled out from under him. He becomes a poor guy. The poor guy in the ghetto suddenly is elevated up into the boardroom. Well, that's kind of what they did with this New Markets Initiative, and it included a series of programs that basically are the transfer of wealth, the remaining wealth of the middle class that worked for it and earned it to the bottom level that and minorities that it's unearned.
Well, that has almost a mantra within the Agenda 21 program of action from Rio de Janeiro, where Maurice Strong was the Secretary General, folks, of the Earth Summit, almost like a mantra throughout that. In every one of the 40 chapters, you'll read the idea of women, children, and indigenous people. Women, children, and indigenous people. That's always the focus throughout all of Agenda 21, as if there were no men left on the planet, you know. So we shouldn't be too surprised in this idea or this concept of Trading Places, where it's the bringing low of the middle class and the upper class and the bringing up of the lower classes, leveling the playing field. But, of course, it just brings everyone down to the same level as a Bolivian peasant. But in Timmy Geithner's talk before his press conference before the G20 that we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, he was trying to intimate that wasn't going to be the case, that we were bringing people up. But, you know, as I've mentioned before on this broadcast, the idea of bringing up all of the people in the world to the Wally and June Cleaver 1950s level, living in a subdivision with a 57 Chevy in the driveway, not going to happen. Be back in 3 minutes with our guest, Vicki Davis, and your calls. Stay with us.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back on our Tuesday, September the 28th, 2009 edition of our two-hour broadcast, Become Vocal Local. Come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Talking today with Vicki Davis as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Again, her website is channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, and on the homepage there's a Become Vocal Local link where you can click on that. And as that page opens up, you'll see the various topical material for today's discussion. And in that group, we have a Robert Rubin comes up in all of this. Now, those of you that don't know anything about him, take the time necessary to look into it and find out who he is. He's central to much of the disastrous economic policy that has come on us and at us ever since the 1990s. But here's something that he basically posed to the Small Business Administration and a Small Business Administration or Association luncheon. And he comes out and again, understand the idea of Fabian socialism, you know, Sidney and Beatrice Webb and even Mr. Blair, not Tony, but the other Blair we know as George Orwell and remember who Aldous Huxley is and some of the others from England. It continues today with this Totness group and so on and so forth. Robert Rubin is involved with an electric automobile company. You know, he stands much to gain on this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act, 2009. But this is what he had to say, and I'm not going to give it all. It's a four-page address, but on May the 24th of 1999, before the Small Business Association lunch, he says, "Well, it's a pleasure to speak with all of you today, and let me welcome you to Washington. Before I begin, let me congratulate all the small business people we honor today. Your entrepreneurship, energy, and hard work exemplify what is best about our nation's small businesses, which are so central to our economy." Now, you know that they're the target at that point. You've got to remember Sidney Webb and George Bernard Shaw in the stained glass window of the Fabian Society as they have an anvil in front of them, and they have each big hammers, 5 and 10 pound sledgehammers, and they've got the globe sitting up on top of the anvil, and they're beating hell out of the planet Earth. That's the whole idea. It's a leveling. It's laying it out from a globe to a flat plate. But here they're focusing on the nation's small business, which are so central to the economy. Now, if the small business and the entrepreneurs are central to the economy in a nation you want to destroy, you're going to have to target them. And so he comes up with these three basic public policy challenges that he lays out before this SBA, the Small Business Association, that are very reminiscent or bring to mind exactly what Timmy Geithner was talking about at the press conference before the G20 summit. It goes this way. The first challenge is to continue to promote fiscal discipline. Fiscal discipline was about 90% of what Timmy Geithner and the G20 had convened to develop. It continues, Robert Rubin says, it's worth stopping for a moment to see how far we've come on fiscal discipline, because we do tend to forget. Between 1980 and 1992, the federal debt had quadrupled, and in 1992, the deficit was $290 billion. Those were the good old days. And projected to continue growing. Now, as a result of the difficult choices made beginning in 1993, we've moved from an era of budget deficits to budget surpluses last year. Well, that was short-lived, and continues. He says the surpluses, the first since 1968, and that was just for 1 year, present a truly historic opportunity to strengthen our economy for the future. And he continues, talking about strengthening Social Security and Medicare, haven't we heard that? Tax incentives to promote savings. A tax incentive to promote savings. And yesterday in the news, I reported how Timmy Geithner had spoken at this meeting and was talking about how encouraging it was as a sign of recovery that the American people had gone from about 6% now down to 4.2% savings across the board. 4.2% is a savings program into poverty, not into a surplus, by no means. Second, he says, we must continue to invest in education and training and similar productivity-enhancing areas, including investment in programs to equip the residents of the inner cities and other economically distressed areas for a real opportunity to join the economic mainstream. This was the same sort of claptrap, Vicki, that we were hearing back in the Equal Rights Amendment and with the bra burning and all of that, because there was a huge economic center, not just in the United States, folks, but around the world, that's pointed to in the Agenda 21. We've got to get the women into the workforce. We've got to be able to tax their productive hours. We've got to be able to have control over them. And so we do that by building them up. This inner city is not just to level the playing field and make the black and the brown people come up to the level of those old dead white guys. No, not at all. It's to get them inside of the tax stream as well. So that's important. And it continues and says the third and the final challenge we must meet is to continue to provide leadership in the global economy. And isn't this exactly what we've done with this idea where the G20 now is going to supplant the G8, but at the same time, the G8 and the United States of America and the Federal Reserve Banking System will be the overseer of this new financial security administration or whatever it is that they're setting up. So such as the time passes, such as the days change, folks, the same initiatives continue. Vicki?
Yeah, and that what he laid out there are the main programs that they worked on, but in bringing up the you know, people in the inner cities. And it sounds like a good idea. It would have been a good thing to do, except that they had already torpedoed the middle class. Okay, so they provided, they set up these a series of programs that include community development financial institutions, the Community Reinvestment Act, a program called Business Link, the Small Business Administration programs that target minorities and women for loans. They defined in enterprise zones and economic communities. And within these zones, businesses that are small business, the people that have gotten these small business loans, when they go for government contracts, they get preferences on the government contracts. And so what they did basically is to set up a funnel from the U.S. Treasury down into these inner city areas to provide the full spectrum of financing for community development, including businesses, just straight from the U.S. Treasury. But at a time when they've torpedoed the middle class economy, so there is no middle class economy for these small businesses to sell into. And so what you end up with is the government, these small businesses that are created are contracting with government. So it's your tax dollars that are funding this at a time when your income is declining.
Absolutely right. And so many times, folks, in the 80s and in the 90s, when I was still involved in business, I would be writing bids and competing against a woman-owned company, supposedly a minority, where it was just a woman as a figurehead and not as a principal. Folks, we'll be right back after this short commercial intermission. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local, and we're trying to wrap our minds around this enormous, enormous trouble that has caused such a total financial upheaval, not only in the United States, but around the world, as we try and follow a failed social model, this idea of Agenda 21, sustainable development, the ideas that were brought forth by such as Adler and Maurice Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev and, you know, all those people, Green Cross International, we report on it here often. But when you think about minority businesses, you know, you think ordinarily that would that sounds so good, that, you know, that sounds like something we can really get behind and support. But folks, from personal experience, I can tell you that I know of at least of one engineering company where the wife of the principal was an engineer, and his wife was made the titular head, if you will, of the company. She had an office in the building as well, rarely ever there. Most of the time she was home. You wouldn't be able to get her on the telephone if you called. You'd always get him. It was still his business. But they had transformed the business so that it was now a minority-owned business. It was a woman-owned business instead of a man-owned business. And so then they were able to bid against other companies and have preferential treatment. And again, it's not a level playing field. It's totally unfair. I do know one woman engineer, however, that on her own merit and over the years built up an engineering firm, and she was totally legit. And I'd stand behind her and the efforts that she did anytime, because not only was she a good engineer, she was a good business person and was able to build a successful company. But that's certainly the exception and not the rule. Vicki?
Right. And that's how actually I started following this. You know, I picked up this story bits and pieces at a time over the years, and I kept noticing a pattern of small businesses being the focus. And I don't know if you remember, but back when during the Bush administration, around the first part of his first term, he kept doing these dog and pony shows, you know, where he would have small minority business people in the audience, and he'd be talking about entrepreneurship and all of this crud. And I just remember this stuff. And then, you know, over the years, over about 6 or 7 years, I finally put it all together into an understanding that there was a strategic plan to it. And so that's why I included several of the individual stories, you know, that I picked, that I did over time. One of them is about a woman named Payal Tak. And I wrote this, I saw her story somewhere, but then I was listening to a debate on the Senate floor about how American farmers couldn't get loans. And, there was a drought, I don't know, North Dakota, South Dakota, somewhere. But the farmers couldn't get loans. And so that made me mad, you know. And so I wrote this story about Payal Tak. Her claim to fame was that, and she was given honors, you know, by the Small Business Administration as being a disadvantaged business. Her claim to fame, I didn't get the whole story because you had to subscribe to this website, but that she led a highly successful user acceptance test. Well, a user acceptance test is, in an IT project, is the job that's given mostly to a clerical type person, not the kind of person that would become a business owner that would suddenly have compound annual growth of 176%, going from revenues in 250,000 to 2001, 736,000 to 3,180,000 to 9 million to 14 million over this 4-year period. She went from 252,000 to 14 million, and it was because she was a small business person. She got involved. Computer Sciences must have sponsored her for this Business Link program, which is part of this community reinvestment program. So basically, she had a large corporation behind her. She had preferences for government contracts without really having earned her way to those contracts. She was given a gift of those contracts because of her minority status through the Small Business Administration.
Right. Again, and so this is like this equality of outcomes as opposed to the equality of opportunity. When businesses are competing for a share of a marketplace, one would anticipate or ought find some kind of a model where those best qualified and those with the best history and are most reliable and successful in that way would be awarded projects, but that's no longer the case. Part of the problem, Vicki, that I see is that we have, and I'm I'm affected by it as well. But this idea, we've accepted this idea where the low bidder is always awarded the contract. As I was doing engineering estimates and so on and so forth, putting together calls to bid for construction projects, working for any of the municipalities that our engineering firm represented, we would be awarding typically to the low bidder. And so what do you expect in a world where the low bidder gets the job every time, when the one that is has cut as many corners and will cut as many corners as possible to get the job done at the least possible cost? You can only expect mediocrity as a result. And so we have that. But when we have a situation as you've described here, where through government awarded contract, someone who would otherwise not even be able to compete in the market can go to the absolute top of the list, they become models, if you will, models for other people to look at, so to speak, to prove the veracity and the soundness of a government program. But it doesn't necessarily reflect to an honest assessment of what the community is like out there.
Yeah, well, and it isn't even low bidder. It's low, supposedly among the qualified. But with this these SBA programs and the preferences, just, by virtue of being a minority and a female, you're virtually guaranteed the government contract, even though there might be more qualified firms. Okay, now, another story that I did is on a woman named Loretta Doan. And the reason she came into my sites was because she was the GSA, which is the Government Services Administration, the agency that does the procurements for government. She was the administrator of the GSA. And she was testifying to Congress because of some irregularities going on in the GSA. She was allowing politicking on government property during business hours, and that's against the law. And so she was testifying to Congress. But I don't know, something about her caused me to do some research on her, and she had donated $200,000 to the Republican Party. And, it was pretty clear that she bought her job at the GSA by doing that. Well, in her bio, what I found out is that and I'm going to read this to you because...
we've got about 40 seconds.
Okay, it turns out that Doan's degree is in Renaissance literature, but in 1990s, she supposedly set out with $5 in her purse. She went to her local Kinko's, ran off some stationery, and claimed to be in business, and went searching for government contracts offering to sell information technology services. From that point, she built a $200 million business on government's 8A contracts, which are those SBA loans.
Amazing. We'll be right back, folks. The plot thickens. Much more to come in the last half hour of today's broadcast with your calls. Be back in three.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in number remains in the Austin, Texas area. If you have unlimited long-distance access or live in the Austin area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. As we're going into the break, we're still talking about this this idea of the inequity, if you will, of the equitable redistribution of wealth scheme that's going on us, coming on us and at us. One of the things, Vicki, that irritates me to no end is the prominence, let's just say, in the dependency that has been built in the last 10 or 15 years on those that are effective at grant writing, all those that know how to extract grants for anything and everything, federal, local, state grants and aid that brings in money to a community And those grant writers are paid handsomely for their effort.
Yeah, well, because government is the only business there is really in this country. You know, what Loretta Doane's story highlights is actually several things. First of all, the fraud. I spent 20 years in the IT industry, and you cannot just all of a sudden, you know, go run off some cards, business cards at Kinko's, go out looking for a government contract to sell technology services. And according to her bio on Vassar, she not only sells information technology, but she designs systems by integrating technologies. Well, I call BS, total BS on that. You know, I'm sorry to be so blunt, but
well, that is a BS statement, a blunt statement. I like it. I like it. And I think you're absolutely right because, again, this idea of coming out of nowhere and rising like a meteor, whenever I hear stories like that, I'm always looking for the hydraulic elevator.
Yeah, well, and okay, I just remembered what it was about her that she didn't have a business demeanor. You know, she was more like a second grade teacher. And having been in business, in the business, corporate business environment, you know, for 20 years, you don't get any place by having a second grade demeanor, you know, second grade teacher demeanor. Now, here's something that I found out about her. She said, I didn't know how to act in business, so I brought my daughter with me, she said. She went to Italy, Greece, Germany, all over Europe. I'd set up the playpen in the computer room with me. Well, you know, I when I read that, I'm just going ballistic, absolutely ballistic, you know, because it just doesn't happen. But, okay, now what the important part of her story is that what she was doing is setting up security systems, surveillance systems. And it, farther down in that story that I did, Blueprint for a Coup, the Transportation Department set up special set-aside contracts for these minority SBA business loans, business people, you know, that have these businesses implementing technology. Well, the technology that they're implementing is the surveillance command and control technology that is creating the police state. Exactly. So you can see what this transfer of power did, empowering people from the hood, the ghetto, giving them surveillance technology to lock down, produce the police state on the middle class, and there you've got, that's why I called them the coup forces, because this is a coup d'etat. They executed a coup d'etat on our country, and this is the means for financing the underclass to give them the power to enslave the masses.
Well, when I see the rollout of the enhanced 911 systems all across America and track that as well as I have, so often you find these 911 directors that come in, they're recruited from another area, they may have had some experience in a previous location setting up one of these 911 call centers and all of the process that goes along with it. But if you look at this person and look at them carefully, you know, social skills, people skills, any way you cut it, slice it or dice it, they weren't the kind of people that you would think that would be able to facilitate this, but they're trained in what they're doing. And you know, it's just kind of like even the police departments where, and I don't know this to be a fact because I haven't sat to the test, I haven't been in an academy, so I don't really know for sure, but what I have heard is that, you know, you're looking for, pretty low IQs so that the people will follow the instructions and do the things. You know, and we've talked about this decision tree concept where first you do this, then you do that, then you do this, and then you do that. And it may very well be that when this woman that we're discussing got her first grant award, she was given this little decision tree thing. You do these things and you'll get paid. And so then once she learned how to do the decision tree, she could do it over and over again. It's like the McDonald's principle, and never knowing that the McDonald's hamburger that she was serving the public in the form of surveillance technology, didn't know the ins, the outs, the ups or downs of it. She just sat there and turned the crank for the money.
Right. Well, and the surveillance technology that she was implementing didn't work. I read an article about that's how Britain was overrun with all the Muslims, was because this border surveillance technologies that were set up didn't work. And so, and the same thing in our country.
Well, they work. They work, and they work beautifully. And the way that they work, in my mind, Vicki, is that they sell software, they sell computers, they sell offices, desks, and chairs. Office Depot can make a bunch on it. Kinko makes a bunch on it. But so do the people that make the cameras. So do the people that make the fiber optic cables and all of that. They put up all the cameras. They put up all the systems. They occupy lots of offices. They collect lots of tax revenue. And in that way, it works beautifully. But as far as controlling the flow of illegal immigrants across the border, well, okay, on that point, they are losers.
Right. Well, yeah, it depends on who's watching the monitor and saying, oh, I don't see an invading army coming across the border, right?
They make money on the invading border. If you close off the borders and you have no more illegal aliens coming in, if you go against the United Nations migration and development agenda and you actually succeed in shutting the borders down, it's a lose-lose situation. It's a lose for all of the people that finance it. So ultimately, there's really no interest in succeeding at that. The idea is just the opposite. They're only successful when it's a runaway crisis.
But you're financing it with your tax dollars.
Well, I understand that people that pay taxes are certainly, you know, taking it in the shorts there, that's for sure. But from the standpoint of government and global governance, it's a success when they fail.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly right. That's what goes on with the schools, too. The more they fail, the more money they get.
Absolutely. You got to have all those special needs classes and all the extra teachers and all the extra classrooms. You know, we can't teach 40 children in a classroom anymore. You know, we've got to have one-on-one time with each of the students. So you've got 20 students and 20 teachers, or one teacher and 19 TAs.
Yeah, well, the whole joke of this is that when Bill Clinton did the welfare reform, they transferred those people from the welfare rolls to the government teeth through small businesses.
And then paid them very handsomely to do so.
I know. Traded for a $500 check every month for, you know, $5 million.
Exactly.
Hey, what a deal.
We would have been better off with public subsidized housing and WICA and welfare checks. It would have been a far cheaper deal, wouldn't it?
Certainly would.
Oh, my. Well, so there's so much more in all this. We get into this, the idea of the community development financial institutions, community reinvestment funds, new markets, venture capital. You know, all across America now we've got these dream acts, the downtown revitalization and programs where we're actually expecting the taxpayers to underwrite, creating new facades for buildings and putting up ornamental awnings and things like that, and building new sidewalks so that we can energize our downtowns. Folks, those are all private businesses. All the businesses that receive that money, it's just like a gravy train. Of course that they were going to champion for it. You know, that is how you build up your town square once again. But who pays for it? Who underwrites it? If a man wants to improve the way that his business looks, he needs to go and apply for his own financing. But all of these things work together just to create the kind of debt that we have, the upside down, inside out, non-functional government that we have. There is a bunch of pipe dreams from the social sciences. It really is the super social scientists. They've created all of this nightmare. And so how are we going to break out of this, Vicki? What on earth, how are we going to break this cycle?
Oh, God, I don't know. My hope is that, you know, what I try to do is to try to help people understand all of this. I'm trying to find all of the pieces and parts of this conspiracy against the people in this country and put it together in the picture so that people understand it. What we're going to do about it, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we'll be able to look in the rearview mirror and not make these mistakes again in the future. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minute break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we have returned for our final segment of today's two-hour broadcast with Vicki Davis. Again, her website is www.channelingreality.com. If you go up on channelingreality.com and look at the homepage, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link. You can click on that. We haven't even touched the material that we could have gone into today just simply because there's just so much to this particular topic. But there's lots that you can go and figure out for yourselves, folks. Look into it. Always check the check all of the links. Vicki's very careful about putting together the best research that she can. And then she adds her own analysis throughout. So we're just adding to that analysis as we go through, bring in my perspective as well as Vicki's. But as we were going into the break, Vicki, and again, I thank you for coming and joining us again on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It surely makes my week enjoyable, and I think that the audience is picking up a lot from your perspective and your research as well. But as we were going into the break, you know, we have to keep looking at this kind of a specious plan. It goes back to 1995, the GB Summit in Halifax, the small and medium-sized enterprises or SMEs, mentioned specifically in the planning for the Global Information Society and e-commerce. This whole idea of e-commerce, you know, concentrating on increased competitiveness and participation in the global trade, you know, value-added marketing and so on and so forth, there's something that's missing in this link. It doesn't seem to be firing on all cylinders. How come our economy is collapsing when everybody is also high-tech, IT savvy, Vicki?
Well, because people buy computers and technology. Well, take me for example. I was a big purchaser of computer equipment and software and everything else when I was working. I mean, I probably spent several thousand dollars a year on technology and software just because I had techno lust, you know. I wanted the latest and the greatest. Now I don't buy anything.
I don't buy anything either, and I surely don't buy what's coming out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, they basically killed the goose that laid the golden egg is what they've done, and that was their intent, redistribution of wealth on a global level. And the plan for the global marketplace for small and medium enterprises, that goes along with the Business Link program, where they designed a plan where the multinational corporations that are the suppliers would link up with small businesses, and the small businesses would be the ones that would market the products on the Internet. Well, it doesn't work out like that because with the Internet and the way business works is that what you've ended up with is vertical integration. And the large corporations are getting bigger, and as their the Business Link added small businesses to the supply chain, but it's a very controlled supply chain. It's not not anybody can sell into the supply chain or buy from the supply chain.
Well, if you have let's say you have 1,000 products, you know, and water filters and whatever, books and Bibles and bullion and all that, you know, 1,000 products. But unfortunately, we've got about 100 million people who have websites that are trying to sell those 1,000 products. Really, it should fall the same way from a probability scale that only some of those internet-based businesses would be successful. And unless you're doing one-on-one technical assistance and consultancy or classroom group training or peer group and board of advisors, unless you're providing really nothing of substance, nothing that you can sink your teeth into, nothing that you can wear or live inside or drive around in, unless you're selling something like that, you're just doing words and digits and paying for internet fees and paying for the cost of developing the high fiber optic cable and so on and so forth. I mean, at the end of the day, what on earth are we actually doing with all these IT businesses?
Well, they go into the consulting business, teaching people how to set up an internet business. So they get their money. The businesses that make the money are the ones that are in the front that help you set up your business.
So you've got Adobe and some of these other places out there that have the and/or the web hosters or the web servers and people like that. They're the ones that are making the money. Mom and Pa in their pajamas are sitting there going, "How the hell are we going to pay the mortgage this month, honey?" And there's never any answer because there's no product flowing.
Yeah, well, and even back in the mid-90s or so, I was looking for blinds for my house, and so I thought, well, I'll buy them on the Internet. So I did a search for mini blinds, and there were, you know, probably 3,000 companies selling mini blinds. And, of course, the ones that do the best are the ones that come up first in the search.
Right.
And so that's why you have, you know, Google charging people, you know, for placement in the search engines so that they come up first. So, I mean, the whole thing, it was flawed thinking from the beginning.
That's what I'm thinking. There could never be
an economy built around the Internet.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. You know, again, over and over again, I go back to Aristotle's comment, paraphrasing that such as you begin badly, in other words, you started off on a false premise, such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. But when we deal with these critters, you know, whether you're dealing with Geithner or Rubin or Volcker or Bernanke, whoever, when you're in this thing, they are not being forthright in what they're talking about. And so people buy into this claptrap, but unfortunately they get trapped in the clap.
Well, you're too kind. Forthright is not the word that I would use. Dishonest is more like it.
Well, definitely, lying tongues, you know, the serpent speaking, but at the same time, I mean, genuinely, there are people all across this country that come out of school or they go to these internet classrooms and group training and things like that. They build their websites and they anticipate that they're going to be able to live off of this. But again, you know, the idea of land, labor, and capital keeps coming to my mind. I know it's old technology. It's Adam Smith and the physiocrats. But if we're not actually extracting natural resources and converting them into some useful commodity, something that can be sold in the marketplace, we're only producing digits. We're producing cyber chatter. We're producing nothing really that it has any substance at the end of the day. We sell a lot of computers. We sell chairs and books and floor protectors and microphones and headlamps and all of this stuff. But at the same time, at the end of the day, there's no real business happening here. We're not making anything. And so it really bothers me. And it goes back to even what Brian was saying. You know, yeah, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars in one kind of a business. But until you're actually investing land, labor, and capital somewhere in there, at the end of the day, this model has got to fall.
Right. Try eating a virtual lunch.
Yeah, I'll have a virtual lunch, and I'll have a virtual glass of wine with my lunch, please.
But one thing that I want to point out here, one of the links that I included there is called Fabricated Statistics. And what I did, you know, when I got sick and tired of hearing how the economy was booming, and I knew it wasn't, I decided to do a little research project. And what I did, I went to the Social Security Administration website, and I got their annual reports, and I collected the statistics for Social Security tax receipts for the years going from 1994 to 2003. Now, Social Security is a fixed percentage based on wages. So there's no way to falsify those numbers legitimately. So I thought, well, I'm going to see how well the economy is doing by looking at those Social Security tax receipts. Well, what I found out when I did that is that for the years 2001, 2002, 2003, those numbers that they have there, the Social Security tax receipts go up at what you would call a predictable rate of increase, you know, over time. That could not possibly be true because we lost so many jobs that in one of the hearings that we talked about before, a House Budget Committee hearing, the income tax receipts. Now, this was in 2004, and the statistics they were working on were for the years 2001. The Social Security, the income tax receipts were at their lowest point since the 1950s. If that was true, then these statistics that I accumulated were that the numbers were increasing every year by a what seems to be a predictable amount.
Well, we're all out of time, folks. We're all out of time. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. Thank you so much, Vicki. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow with our very special guest, Daryl Eberhardt.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
History will always remember those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.